因为 Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Das Lamed Dalet, we begin Yerushalmi on Das Tezayin Lamed Dalet, on the 8th line, Tani Amar Yehuda. Tani Amar Yehuda, Ashashayif Shabbal Zel Hayu, Matichim Eisam, Er Yom HaKippurim, Matirin Yaseich HaSeinen, today, Shetafik Sinasam. Yehuda taught in a Baisa that they used to heat chunks of iron before Yom Kippur and cast them into the mikvah water on Yom Kippur to blunt the chill. ונמצא כמחבר ביום הכיפורים, אלא מז בסוף ורבי יהודה שאין אורז מלאכויס ביום הכיפורים. לגמרי אז, isn't this like extinguishing on Yom Kippur? Does רבי יהודה hold that אורז מלאכויס are not forbidden on Yom Kippur? למה רבי יהודה ורבי שמעון עמוד הרבה אחד ועדה, רבי יהודה holds like רבי שמעון that term permits מלאכה שאין השיחה לגופה. ואי כאין סוף המימה רבי יוסי ורבי שמעון שניהם עמוד הרבה אחד, נהיה רבי יוסי ורבי יהודה ורבי שמעון שלוש שם עמוד הרבה אחד. The Gemara asks, if so, Rabbi Yochanan should not have said that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Torah permits Malachas and Sichah Legufa. He should have said that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon hold like each other. And this Basava, Rabbi Yehuda, Shein to Ledes Ha'ish, Ka'ish. The Gemara answers rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Toldos Ha'ish means something heated in a fire, if not like a fire, to extinguish it is not Malacha. And again, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava, Meima, Shein to Ledes Ha'ish, Ka'ish, Rabban Lasavin, Meima, to Ledes Ha'ish, Ka'ish, Yachem Le'chamen. The Gemara asks, well, if you say that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Toldos Ha'ish is not like fire, and the Rabbanan holds that Toldos Ha'ish is like fire, therefore they say to add hot water and not hot iron, Rabbi Yehuda should agree that they heat him, that they heat for him hot water. There's no issa in this at all. Even if extinguishing Toldos Ha'ish is not a malacha, it is normally forbidden with Rabbanan. I'm sure, Ba'avian, Rabbi Simon B'Shem, Rabbi Anani ben Sasai, Tam Da'adei and Tanya, said that the reason of this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, is lest people say we saw the Kohen Gadol immersed in Mayim She'uvim, which is water that was in a kli, on Yom Kippur, because if there was not yet the shear for a mikveh, adding drawn water, Mayim She'uvim, disqualifies the mikveh. We come on to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Vav, Heviu, Rebeis HaPa'ava, of a Kodesh, Haisa, Pulsa Sodin to Abbot, Spena Levena Am, Kiddush Yadav Varaglav, Poshat, Rabnei Oime, Poshat, Kiddush Yadav Varaglav. The Mishnah said they brought him to the Beis HaPalva, it was in the Kodesh. They spread a linen sheet between him and the people. He was Makadish his hands and feet, and removed his garments. Rabnei says he removed his garments, and then was Makadish his hands and feet. Yorad Vatavol, Alav Nestapek, Yavula Big Day Lovan, Lovash, Rekiddush Yadav Varaglav. He descended, immersed, arose, and dried himself. They brought to him the white garments. He dressed and was mekadesh his hands and feet. Shachayah levish pilusin shel shnei masa mana v'ven abayim hindyon shel shmoina meis zuz divrei Rabbi Meir. In the morning he wore linen garments of pilusia worth 12 mana, which is about 6 times the normal annual income. In the afternoon he wore linen garments of India worth 800 zuz, which is 8 mana, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Chacham said it was the other way around. In the morning he wore pilusin worth 18 mana, in the afternoon he wore linen garments worth 12 mana, a total of 13 mana. This is what he received from Hekdush. If he wants to add, he needs to buy more expensive garments, he does so from his own money. And the Gemara says, my time with Dibmeya, Pasha v'kiddesh v'rachat v'kiddesh. What is Rabbi Meir's reasoning? It says, Ufashat, and he was Makadish's hands. Barachat means, and he was Makadish. The Torah already taught the Hemerses, so Barachat teaches about Kiddush. It's put between Ufashat and Ulavash to teach that there is Kiddush for each. It was put between Ufashat and Ulavash to teach that he is Makadish after removing the garments. Matam Durabonan, Ufashat Ulavash, Hekesh Pshita Levisha, Malavisha, Makadish, Af Pshita Makadish. What is Rabbanan's reasoning? Ufashat, and this is a lovash, equates removing to putting on. Just like putting on, he is Makadish when dressed, also removing. And Rabbi Mana, Koimei Rabbi Yudin, Aldash Rabbi Meir, Lachitza, Choytzetzes. Rabbi Mana, in front of Rabbi Yudin, says that Rabbi Meir holds that only Tevila interrupts between Kiddush and Kiddush. Amalei Mizbo, Ad Sova, Al Rabbi Meir, Poshat, Bekiddush, Arachat, Bekiddush, Eno Kein, Ela, Ufashat, Bekiddush, Arachat, Lovash, Bekiddush. Rabbi Yudin rejects that and says, no, you hold that according to Rabbi Meir, he removed, was Makadish, immersed, and was Makadish. This isn't so. Rather, He removed his Mekadosh Emes, dressed, and was Mekadosh. Shmuel Amar, Achas Poshet, Achas Lovish, Shtehen Lovoi. Shmuel said the Kiddush of removing and of dressing are the same. They are Labo, which means for the sake of the garments he will wear. Akapar Amar, Achas Labo, Achas Lishaoba, Shtehen Lovish. Akapar said one of dressing is Labo, and one of removing is Lishaoba, means for the sake of the previous garments. Both of them are when he's wearing the garments. Rabbi Yochanan HaKalmoidim, Mekiddush HaRishon, Shehu Laba. Rabbi Yochanan says that all means both Shmuel and Bar Kappa agree that the first Kiddush is Laba. Rabbi Yochanan HaKalmoidim, Mekiddush HaRishon, Shehu Ma'akev, Ma'atam, Chukasoy Lano Deiris Yechem. Rabbi Yochanan said all agree that the first Kiddush is Ma'akev. What's the reason? Because the Pasuk says it's a permanent Chayk, a law, L'Deiris Yechem for your generations. Rabbi Yochanan HaKalmoidim, Mekiddush HaAchron, Shehu La'aba. Rabbi Yochanan says that all agree that the last Kiddush is L'Sha'aba. Amr Yosi, Masnisa Amakain, Havir Loi, Bigde Arsmai, Boloba, Shesh, Adam, Makadish, Yadav, Varagla, Melboish, Bigde Ho. Rabbi Yosi says there's a support from our Mishnah. They brought to him his own clothes and he put them on. It's one Makadish, his hands and feet for Chulin clothes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ulabesham, Labisha Ma'akeres, Ve'ein, Shesay Trila Ma'akeres, Ve'kvasol Labisha Ma'akeres, Ve'ein Kedish Adayim, Ve'oglayim Ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan says that Ulabesham, and he'll wear them, teaches that wearing the garments is ma'akev, but tefillah is not ma'akev. Similarly, wearing is ma'akev, but kiddush of hands and feet after the first one is not ma'akev. I should say, bad, shub, fulim, ka'imina, the loik, Rabbi Yosef. The word bad says they should be double, as we'll explain. This is unlike Rabbi Yosef that we're gonna see. Rishmul bo of Yitzhak, le'nachas le'beith vada, kam im Rabbi Zeira, amalei ma'chadatin, ha'velachoyim, ve'edrasha, yemedain, Amalei, Bad Shihu Kulim, Rekimina, Deloi, Kubi Yosi. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak did not go to the Beis Medrash. He met Vera and asked what Kiddush was in the Beis Medrash today, and he answered, Vad, which means they should be double. And this is unlike Rabbi Yosi.